Joining us now is Jason DeVos, Director of Player Development with Canada Soccer, and he hopes to bring a lot more to the Canadian program over the next number of years and going into the future. Thanks for doing this, Jason. How have you been going through this and so far with player development, which has always been a tough job here in Canada, as we seem to have a lot of young kids with a lot of talent, but the development curve is where things get tricky. How have you felt so far in the job over the last number of months?
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been really positive, to be honest. You know, I started back in September of 2016. The first, I'd say, 4 to 6 months was really just a research project more than anything else, just to get a real sense of the detail of what's working, what's not working in Canadian soccer, and then start to kind of craft a plan to how to address that. And I'm happy with where we're at right now. Obviously, we still have a lot of work to do in terms of revamping our player development system. You can't just do one thing in isolation, though. It's not just about player development. We also have to think about coach education and coach development as well. So there's things like the coach education program, courses that are missing from our current offering of coach education courses, specifically things like a children's license, a youth license, which is, you know, an education for coaches that are working with young players, taking their first steps in the game in the case of the children's license, and then through their teenage years in the case of the youth license. So, you know, those things kind of go hand in hand with the player development side of things. And the player development piece really revolves around identifying what our player pathway is, where some of the gaps might exist, and what we need to do as a nation to try and fill in those gaps. So that's really been what the workload has been about over the first 9-10 months on the job. And I've been pleasantly surprised by the reception I've received everywhere that I've traveled to. So many people are desperate for Canadian soccer to improve and to get better, and they want to be part of a solution. So a big piece of my job is collaborating with people, building consensus, you know, taking different ideas from different people and trying to put it together into a plan that works for everybody across the country.
And, you know, Jason, obviously he's only 16 years old right now, but Alphonso Davies looks like he is part of that solution to take, you know, Canadian soccer to that next level. And, you know, it must be nice to come out of the job, take a new position, and you have a guy like that in the system to be able to kind of use him as an example. I mean, what has it been like just to watch him? I mean, obviously you've been able to see the work that he's put in on and off the field, but to see what he's doing right now, I mean, how does that make you feel?
I mean, proud as a Canadian. I mean, I can't take any credit whatsoever for his development. You know, I think obviously he takes a large share of that. And obviously the work that he did when he came to Canada, Alberta Soccer deserves a lot of credit, as do the Vancouver Whitecaps for giving him the opportunity to play professional soccer. So, you know, it's really exciting. And I think Alphonso is a great example of what makes our country so great. You know, he left his home country, you know, in a poor state, unfortunately. It was a difficult situation for him. He had to leave for his own safety and came to Canada, and we welcomed him with open arms. And isn't that what being a Canadian is all about? You know, that we're a welcoming country. We take in those that need to be taken in, and we give them a new life. And it's really encouraging to see the performances he's putting in and the fact that he's playing with a smile on his face. I mean, the kid looks like he's having a world of a time out there. So, you know, long may it continue. He's got 3 goals in 2 games, and he looks a real handful. And I'm quite certain that his value on the transfer market is going up by the minute every time he sets foot in the field right now. So long may it continue.
Jason DeVos, our guest here on Sportsnet tonight, Director of Player Development with Canada Soccer. And yeah, it's been a pleasure. And he's kind of taken the country by storm, getting the highlight reels. And you know, he's got the entire soccer world watching him as just a 16-year-old. And I always think that the trouble is, especially with players that young and more in a broader sense, especially in your position, Jason, is identifying players at that age and seeing that they have that talent and then giving them the proper coaching and the proper nurturing as such a young person.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the biggest issue we've had in our player development system over the years, is that we put the outcome ahead of the process. So, you know, we've taken essentially an adult competition model and imposed it onto children, where they're playing for championships as young as 7 or 8 years old, when really what we need to be focusing on is teaching them the skills that they need to go on and succeed in the game later on in life. it really has to be about making the game enjoyable and fun for the children when they're first starting out. But when you get a player like Alfonso or of that talent, and you, on the women's side, you could look at someone like a Jessie Fleming as another example. You know, you also have to be able to nurture and develop those promising talents from a very young age. And unfortunately, our system just hasn't done that because it's focused far too much on winning games and getting results. You know, rather than on teaching kids the fundamental skills they need and then obviously develop those to a high level. So we're trying to change that. We're working very closely with each province to try and create standards-based leagues. Two provinces already have that, British Columbia and Ontario. But obviously there's still work to be done there because, you know, we still have a fractured development system at the grassroots level. And a big piece of my job is to try and get everybody that's serious about developing soccer players, whether they're nonprofit community clubs or private soccer academies, get them together under the same system where they both have the same opportunities to work together and to push each other to get better at what they do. And I think competition in that respect is very healthy and very good. And that's not to say that anyone prefers the club over the academy or vice versa, but I know that there's very, very good soccer people, very smart soccer people, great coaches in both systems, and it doesn't make any sense for it to be fractured and split and divided into multiple streams. So we're trying very hard to get everybody in the same room together to work together, and the phrase that I keep using is, let's put the needs of the player ahead of everything else. And if we do that and we focus on what the players need, I'm sure we can come to a consensus.
Jason's obviously, you know, a great time in Major League Soccer for Canadian teams with three, and we see the success that Toronto FC obviously is having. How much of an impact can the academy teams on those pro clubs kind of have an effect on the grassroots of Canadian soccer and kind of push that forward?
Well, I think they're very important. I mean, the three MLS clubs are very important partners in developing Canadian soccer for sure, but I would extend that to all of the professional clubs in Canada. FC Edmonton, Ottawa Fury are two very strong partners as well. And then obviously with the Canadian Premier League gaining membership in Canada Soccer this year, and you know, the impending arrival of that league on our landscape is also going to change things. You know, I look back on my own progression through the Canadian development system, and had it not been for the old Canadian Soccer League that went defunct in the early 90s, I was very fortunate. I had three very formative years for me. The age of 16, 17, and 18, I played with the London Lasers in year one and three and the Kitchener Kickers in year two. And those 3 years made it for me. I mean, they taught me what it meant to be a professional soccer player. And I was competing with and against some of the best players in the country at that stage as a teenager. And if it hadn't been for the coaching I received through those years and the experience that I gained through those years, I don't know if I would have had a career in Europe and then obviously gone on to represent Canada at the national team level. So, you know, those professional environments are really important. So it's great for the kids to be in pro academies, but they have to make that transition into the professional men's game. And obviously on the women's side, we have to continue to try and push for more and more professional opportunities for our young players. You know, I think John Herdman's done an outstanding job of setting up the Rex program, which is really putting best with best female athletes together across the country. But then they've got to go on and push on and get into professional environments themselves to go on and play for Canada at an international level. So we have a lot of work to do, but fortunately there's many hands willing to help out, many people who are very keen to be part of finding a solution for Canadian soccer.
Hey, Jason, really appreciate the time tonight. We're all excited and hopeful for the future of Canadian soccer. It's looking bright right now, certainly on the women's side, and Alfonso Davies brings some hope to the men's side as well, and you're doing some good work yourself. Thanks for this.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.